Okay, let's get one in here.
Dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take all the stories of dummies doing dumb stuff. They're real, true news stories. Read them on the air, and we vote for who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A police department asked the clients of a local drug dealer to stop calling his cell phone as they worked to investigate the device. The Alliance, Ohio Police Department, shared a photo of the phone along with a message requesting that people stop attempting to contact alleged dealers as they conduct their investigation. We have his phone and are trying to read all of your texts requesting drugs and going through all of his contacts with his permission, but you keep calling and texting. They added that the calls and texts were not only interrupting the investigation, but they were likely sent in vain considering the situation. First of all, he is all out of drugs for tonight. They wrote. And, secondly, you don't need to call. We will come to you soon enough. Police also noted how terrible Notman's ringtone was. So the drug dealer had a bad ringtone.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Bad ringtone.
Dummy.
Okay. We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and hear the rest of the dummies on You Big Dummy right here on WGN. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on a Friday morning, and we're back. You big dummy. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. You have to credit one criminal for trying as he attempted to escape police twice. The second time, completely naked. Police first chased the 30-year-old when a detective saw him driving a stolen car on Wednesday morning. Police say the man abandoned the car and ran through a recycling yard, then he later tried to swim away in the Ohio River. His foot got tangled in a barge's rope, and he was taken to the Allegheny General Hospital. Later on Wednesday, he ran naked from the hospital and was found hiding in a garbage container. Online court records don't list an attorney for him.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is presented to us by Ken in Milwaukee. And by the way, if you would like to read a dummy story, find a link to a story of somebody being dumb, send a note to Dan and say, I'd like to be a part of this and I'd like to read it. And, yeah, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And for being our reader, Ken gets himself a $25 gift card from Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus locations in Chicagoland, and you can order online at loumalnatis.com. And there's one approximately 1,000 feet from my front door right now. I have smoke about 1,200 feet away from my apartment, and Lou Malnati's about 900 feet away from the front door of my apartment. So I probably will weigh 600 pounds by July. So let's hear it for Ken.
This is Ken in Milwaukee for You Big Dummy. A married pet store owner in Oregon is accused of stealing money from his own store and leaving a primate as a tip for a prostitute. Police began investigating in early March when Zany Zoo Pet Store reported the theft. Among the items stolen, $7,000 in Girl Scout donation money, a laptop, and a Galago primate named Gooey. After going through hours of footage, police identified Nathan McLean, the pet shop co-owner, meeting with a woman. Tracking her down, police soon discovered that the woman was an out-of-state prostitute. She explained that McLean paid her with the Girl Scout money and then gave her a Gooey as a tip. The primate was still with the woman, and animal services were called in. Gooey is now being cared for by a local animal sanctuary. Meanwhile, McLean's wife announced she was removing his name from the business account and was in the process of moving the store. Now back to you, Nick.
Oh, God. Was it called, did he say Zany Zoo Pet Shop?
Zany Zoo Pet Shop.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Oh, man. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A would-be robber was left red-faced when a 70-year-old Army vet pointed out his weapon was fake and then proceeded to beat him with a cane. Philip Brooks was about to sit down for breakfast at the Waffle House in Fayetteville on April 2nd when a man with a rifle rushed in and announced a robbery. Brooks said all the working parts were missing, so I just told the girls, don't give him anything, that's a fake gun. Brooks told the WRAL... then he sprung into action, and he saw the weapon was pointed at him. I hit him in the nose with my cane, the vet said. He kept batting away with the barrel of my rifle, or the barrel of his rifle, and I kept batting the barrel of the rifle away. Customers helped chase the suspect out of the restaurant.
I'm not kidding. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy. The University of New Hampshire now acknowledges that spending $17,000 on a custom-made chef's table with LED lights for the campus dining hall was a mistake. Initially, university officials thought the light-up table would allow the dining staff to interact with students and demonstrate healthy cooking techniques, but word soon got out about the $17,570 price tag on the 16-seat table, which was installed several weeks ago. The table costs nearly as much as in-state students pay annually for tuition and fees. On Friday, spokeswoman Erica Mance told the Associated Press that having a chef's table was a good idea, but much less money should have been spent. The university plans to keep the table.
Dummy! Dummy!
Okay. We have to vote, although my choice is going to be very obvious. All right, we got to vote here. Dummy number one, the dummies who kept calling drug dealers on the cell phone even though they had been arrested. The dummy who tried to run from the cops twice, the second time he was naked. The dummy who stole from his own pet store and gave a prostitute a monkey. the dummy who tried to rob a store with a fake gun, an Army vet inside beat him. And the dummies who spent 17 grand on a 16-person cafeteria table. All right, Dan, who are you voting for?
I do love naked people. Usually that is a good qualifier for you, big dummy.
Yeah.
I do like people who get caught in bad situations, like the robber. We want to thank Trucker Rich, who sent in that story for us.
Oh, Trucker Rich sent that one in.
Yes.
Okay.
And then normally anytime a cop becomes sarcastic in a press release, that's usually my winner.
Mm-hmm.
But a monkey named Gooey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a tip for the prime. Here, you take this monkey, baby. All right, I don't see.
And then he gave her a primate.
Then he gave her a primate. Oh, wait a minute. I don't see Vic at his news desk. So let's go into traffic. Roger, what are you voting for?
You got to go with a monkey every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's unanimous. I'm voting for the monkey, and boy, that was funny. That was unbelievable.
What was the Zany?
Zany Zoo.
Zany Zoo.
The Zany Zoo
and
pet
the monkey's
store.
Name was
Gooey.
Gooey.
Yeah.
And I love/hate that he stole $7,000 of a Girl Scout donation. I mean, how many cookies did they sell?
They must have been set up outside that medical marijuana place. So, you know. All right. Well, here, let's get a we can get a couple in, right? Yeah. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Yeah.
Out of context.
Yeah, straight out of context. You know what this is. Dan, how many we got?
We got a ton. We're just going to get the first one because it's really long. It involves Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, and Ryan Burrow, sent to us by Jason, Mark, Brad, and Sean.
All right.
When it's over, do you go, well, I guess that was fun?
Oh, I don't when stop do you all summer. I'm already, like, looking, going, what holes can I fill?
You want to yank that thing out, right?
I really like to do things with my hands where I can figure out where to put things.
I was bent over all day.
What? Dan, did Bill talk like that when he was hosting this show?
Not in front of me.
All right, well, that's the first of many straight out of context. And we've got You Big Dummy. Well, we did You Big Dummy already. Still a lot of dummies in this world. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right.
Context.
How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. We'll begin in just a few minutes. We're in the middle of Straight Out of Context. We got Nick D's show Spies coming up as well. It is Nick DiGilio here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And then for your Friday morning drive, it is the great Steve Cochran at 6. Okay, Dan Shagru, what do we have next here?
Eric submitted this one of Wendy.
This isn't the big one, evidently.
Okay.
Evidently. And one more of Wendy from Carol from Des Plaines.
It was this long, pencil-thin thing with a tiny little ball at the end.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
Keith submitted this one of Steve Grzanich.
Oh, I'm ready. I've taken the position.
Okay.
Tim brings us this one of Andrea Darlis.
It's a little deep.
Okay.
Tim emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Were you a little shy about doing it live on the air?
Ooh. Okay. Nice.
Doug sent in this one of Bill Leff.
In every relationship, there is a giver and a taker.
Oh man. Okay. Next.
Greg in Milwaukee heard this one of Justin Coffin.
Was it hard to go deeper?
Wow. Was he with Andre at the time? What? All right.
Harold submitted these of Wendy.
When it arrived, I'm like, this does not look like a 16-inch. So, haha, I got out the old tape
measure. Did you
measure
it? Yeah.
And it was like, one was 14 and a half, one was 15, but I measured them. Not one of them is 16 inches. Sometimes they shrink up. I don't think they shrink 3 inches.
You know what she was talking about?
Yeah, it's got to be sandwiches.
Somewhere. Pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer to think she wasn't talking about pizza. Yeah. But go ahead.
Tim and Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Andrea Darlis.
You suck. It's okay.
What? What? All right, next.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Anna DeVlantes and Ro Khan.
People tug on it.
And a number of people tug on it.
All right.
Wild Bill heard this one of you.
He spent more time sucking. Okay. What the hell was I talking? Oh, I know. It was Elton John, or it was an artist who was bad, who used to be good but sucks now. Okay.
Brad and a texter submitted another one of you.
Cranking it constantly. All right.
Dirty Dave emailed this one of Dean.
That's a big one.
Okay.
Eric sent in this exchange between Bill and Wendy.
I'm not ready, Wendy. Can you give me 6 minutes?
No, I can give you 6 seconds.
All right, I'm ready now.
What is going on? All right, next.
I heard this one of you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I got a little thing for Meredith Vieira. Oh, man. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You got it.
Next.
Another one of you from Mark.
Balls that were stuffed in my face. I don't even know what. What was I talking
about? You were talking about your tooth surgery, wisdom tooth surgery.
And you had
cotton balls in your face.
I don't even. All right.
And another one of you and Esmeralda.
Jeez. Man, I loved it. I still love it, man. I love it.
You do it in your spare time?
No, I'm not kidding. As an adult, I haven't done it in years, but I'm not kidding. As an adult, I would do it. We were talking about diagramming sentences, for God's sake.
Sure you were.
Uh-huh. All right.
Vic Vaughn submitted this one of me. Would you like to see my dangling participle?
Nice job, Vic. All right. Yep.
And finally, Tim emailed this one of Dean Richards.
There is an opportunity for you to grab a little something.
Wow. There's always an opportunity on Dean's show to grab a little something. Okay, thank you, you filthy-minded people.
Spies. Spies. Like us.
Yeah. All right. Nick D. Spies, you know what that means. You listen to this radio station 24-7, and whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, be a spy, jot down all the info, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
Two clips this week. Our spies are Keith and Wild Bill. Both involve your film club. The morning of a film club, you were doing your weekly Tuesday hit with Cochran. You were telling a story about why Tom Cruise almost didn't get the part in Risky Business. They ran out of time before you had a chance to finish, and it led to this.
Texter says, why did Tom Cruise almost not get the part in Risky Business? Steve interrupted him to talk about himself again. Two things. One, that's my move. And two, yeah, I don't know. Will you guys call Nick and ask him? I do remember Nick saying that, but I don't remember the answer. So we'll find out for you there, Texter.
And they did. I ended up on the air again, and I did explain why Tom Cruise didn't get the part. Or he did get the part. What the hell is wrong with me? Of course he got the part. How he almost didn't get the part. So, okay.
And then a few hours after your movie club ended, Patty, who was in L.A., wondered how it went and then told a story about Risky Business.
You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. We're in our last half hour before Nick D takes over. I'm excited to hear how it went with Risky Business. I don't know. Did Vic Vaughn get a chance to go? We'll have to ask him when he gets in. Esmeralda, you didn't have a chance to go, did you?
I didn't. Vic Vaughn did go.
Oh, he did?
He posted it on Facebook.
Oh, see, that would have been. I love all the movies that Nick does for his film club out at the Rosemont Movie Co. But that's a movie. Like, I've seen it once all the way through. It's a movie that my parents made me leave. I was really little. I love that my parents really didn't leave it up to reading the synopsis or the, you know, suggested rating. You know, I'm pretty sure that was an R. And so they like going to a movie and deciding, you know, and when something happened that they felt was inappropriate for their 4-year-old daughter.
Wow. Four? She was 4 when she saw Risky Business? You know, it was funny because, by the way, for those, you know, who came to see Risky Business, it was a huge crowd. And I thank you guys for coming out. It was a huge crowd. And we had a great time. All right. But yeah, 4, that's appropriate. Jeez. God. And yes, by the way, Patty, it was rated R. Yes, it was.